Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online from KC.
I'm sitting here thinking, and the realization that this is a young man's game. Like, the truth of the matter, if you're not always reinventing yourself, always staying fresh, always into what's going on, then you're gonna get bypassed. And when I say always into what's going on and always up on the new, I ain't talking about being in the club and shit. Like, that shit is just the club. Like, the shit don't change. Like, you spending your money to get dressed and buy bottles to impress people that don't give a fuck about you for real. All they want to do is see your money and shit. What I'm talking about is dealing with people. The base of relationships. Like, and then talent and skill too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, young niggas stay on because young niggas always into something. They don't never close the door to doing something new or doing something different or doing something that's out of their comfort zone. They don't give a fuck that they goddamn they feel like they passed that. They can feel like they passed that and they still gonna fucking do some more of it just because, goddamn, that's how the fuck they got hungry. That's how they got on. That's how you stay hungry, goddamn. Like, don't be a walking contradiction of yourself. Sometimes I feel that way. 'Cause, you know, I'm into love, but you know what I'm saying? At the same time, I'm cool with just being cool on it too at the same time. Like, I'm balanced. Like, whichever way, however it goes, I'm stable within my own mind to be able to be okay with whatever happens. That's in relationships, that's in life, that's in business, that's in whatever comes in my way. I'm not gonna let it sway me from where I am, where I'm going, and where I know I desire to be in life. Not like, oh, tomorrow. I'm talking about like 15 years from now, what do I want to leave for my kids? That's where my thinking is. My thinking is never like, oh, but tomorrow, what? Nah, I'm done thinking about what tomorrow gonna bring. Like, what are we doing today that's going to set us apart 10 years from now? I'm not thinking about 2 years from now. I want to always be thinking 10 years ahead. It's always 10 years ahead. How can you plan? You can't plan out 10 years ahead, but you can do a whole lot of shit, goddamn, to set the footwork and the groundwork and the foundation for you to go somewhere more epic than you can ever imagine. Never close yourself out of something. It's like closing yourself out of a deal. You say no money is, you know what I'm saying, like nothing is free. If you doing free shit, ain't gonna get you nowhere, but you close yourself out of a deal and, you know what I'm saying, you already lost. Do it and get nothing, or do nothing and get nothing. Do it with the possibility of getting something for doing, you know what I'm saying, something for nothing. Or don't do nothing and you ain't even gonna get a chance to get the chance to get the chance because you ain't even did shit. It's not always about the direct communication or the direct or the indirect even. It's about what are you doing to say, hey, this is where I desire to be. This is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to move forward. The little shit, it's some little shit that's gonna come up. It's a part of the game. Shit gotta come up. If don't nothing come up, then you doing something that you ain't got no business doing. If it's goddamn easy and don't nothing make you want to change your mind, you off. At some point, when you're living on faith, you just got to go out there. You have to just step out. And it's not like, oh, I'm going to do something stupid, step out. I'm talking about like, I'm about to step out. I know that this is something that's going to be, it's not going to necessarily be easy, but it's something that I know if I do it, it may open up doors of opportunity. You miss 1,000% of the chances that you don't take. So if you don't do it, you worse off than if you did it and it didn't bring nothing to it. Stop being so small-minded. Broaden your horizons. Broaden your thinking. Think bigger than what you've ever thought before. If you keep thinking small and thinking that, oh, this is only for right now, for this little time frame, then you'll always get small. You got to think with bigger results in mind. You shutting out people and shutting out things and shutting out relationships and shutting out possibilities. That's what you're doing. You're shutting out possibilities. When you start judging people, you're shutting down possibilities. And that doesn't mean that you're going to go do what they're doing. It's you're shutting down possibilities of an open mind. Like, to cut off connections before they even get started is simple. Because a person lives or does something different than what you do, that has nothing to do with you. Another person's personal life, she has nothing to do with you when it comes to business, unless they the run out type of niggas. Like if they abusive and they ain't no good to their family, then that's when you need to be aware of something like that. Some shit happened just on the strength. Some people can't help the shit that they put into. However, there are others that fester shit. Like, man, just don't be that guy. Don't be the person that's always looking for something wrong with something or somebody. Don't be negative all the time. Don't be the Debbie Downer. Don't be the negative Nancy. Don't be the, why the fuck do we got them around in the first goddamn place? Because every time they come around, they got some damn negative to say. It's always some damn, you know what I'm saying? It's always something. It's always extra. It's never, you know what I'm saying, straight up, what this is what it is, you know what I'm saying? It's always some cackling, some mocking, some let me try to see if I can get one over. That's childish. Don't be childish. Be an adult. Handle things like an adult. Do adult things. Just because you have a place or you can pay bills don't mean that you're an adult. Responsibility is more than having automatic draft out of your account to go and pay your bills. Responsibility is taking account for your actions. Responsibility is saying, okay, this is where I'm at, this is where I want to be, this is what I'm going to do to get here. Responsibility is more than having a job. Anybody can have a job. Kids go to school every day. They don't mean that they want to be there. That's because that's what they had told that they need to do. If you train them different, they'll do different. If you train them different, they'll do different. So if you train them different, they'll do different. Then why not train them so they'll do different? This is just the simple things of life. Like, I'm not trying to be smart aleck. I'm not trying to be, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I ain't trying to get one up, nigga. I'm like, this is what it is. Unfortunately, what it is comes from a place of, damn, this could apply to anybody. Myself included sometimes. But I've learned throughout the years why not to do certain things, how not to be judgmental, how to take, you know, a different approach, a different look, a different view at things, so that I don't get caught up in the hype of, oh, well, they wrong because they don't do it like me. Like, fuck if they do it like me. What are they doing? Is it successful? Are they growing as people? Experience is your best teacher. So you always looking at somebody because they doing something that you ain't got them doing, and you mad because they doing it, goddamn. Sound like you hating. Like, let them live their life. You living yours? Whose fault is it that your life is boring? Whose fault of it? Not boring, because boring is determined on a person-to-person basis. This is almost like settling. I am excited and thrilled when I'm on work time and I'm doing my popping and I'm goddamn, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say I'm like when I'm flexing, because I be kind of, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of a byproduct, because you trying to do something and you kind of, you can't, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. But like the shit that excite other people don't excite me. I can't, they're not wrong because they excited about what don't excite me. I can't be mad because a motherfucker want to go to the club every day. What the fuck they got to do with me? Nothing. Nothing. Just the same way that my liking to be alone, being an introvert, or, you know what I'm saying, at least if I'm going to be in some company, I want to be in some company that I can enjoy, some good company, nothing I'm going to have to question or wonder or think, or, you know what I'm saying, oh, is this for real or not? Like, if I got to be thinking, is this for real or not? Or if I got to be feeling paranoid, or, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I got to be sketchy about what's going on, why I'm there, what, like, I'm done, clock out, over, done deal. I'm just, progression means lack of time to waste. The more you progress, the less time you have to just play with. Ain't nobody got time to be goddamn playing no goddamn games. Like, I'm grown as motherfucking fuck. I didn't like high school because it was high school. A whole bunch of kids goddamn on some bullshit. I hated high school. And it wasn't like I was unpopular. I was, you know what I'm saying, to be there as much as I was, you know what I'm saying, I did me. That wasn't the point, though. It was stupid. Motherfuckers in dress competitions with each other for nothing. For what? Nigga, if you can get it once, you can get it again. That's always been my view. I've never been like one that's like, oh my God, I'm never gonna get that again. Shit. I ain't never lost nothing and ain't got it back. I do away with some shit, but I ain't never lost nothing like, oh, I lost that and I, shit. Anything I ever won is always given back to me. Double, moreover, bigger than it was. Let me tell you something. I'd be damned if I let one of these valets drive my car and goddamn wreck it, because y'all better check y'all goddamn cars when y'all come out these motherfucking spots, because these motherfuckers is goddamn backing into shit and they ain't goddamn telling no goddamn batter. How about that? Y'all got them driving y'all goddamn Jags and Benzes and Bentleys and, you know what I'm saying, y'all got these motherfuckers driving y'all Maseratis and shit, and they goddamn hitting goddamn cars and shit. Shit crazy, yo. Shit crazy as fuck. So I guess the question is, how do you go forward? What do you do now? How do you progress? You make shit shake, make it happen, make it do what it gotta do. Don't let nobody force you to be what they need you to be. Be who you need to be in order to be what God called you to be. Don't be moved by people, be moved by God. If you're immovable by people, then you'll drive yourself crazy. If you're moved by God, you have a peace that surpasses knowledge and understanding. That's just the way it is. Like, so what do you do going forward? Live, love, allow love to guide you. How do you let love guide you? Where do you get peace at? What's your peace in? It's funny because some people make certain jokes about certain shit, but then when you make a real joke, goddamn, then it ain't funny. You say some real shit, that shit don't be funny. You joke about some old fuck shit, you know what I'm saying? They want you to laugh. Like, my jokes be like real base. My jokes ain't the jokes that's like, oh, that's stupid. No, my jokes is jokes that's gonna make your ass think. What you thought?
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. And for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.